Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Newman back on the show. Rick is a columnist for Yahoo Finance, the author of Rebounders, also his new book, Liberty for All, a manifesto for reclaiming financial and political freedom, which I encourage you to check out, especially right now, folks. This is a book for our time. Rick Newman, thanks again for being here. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Always enjoy being on the show.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Rick?
Pretty much, yeah. It's the highlight of
I get that all the time. I get that all the time. I know. Hey, I thought it was. I thought your article recently, all of your articles, all of your reporting is interesting to me. I enjoy getting them, but the one about Tesla, Ford and Tesla, was pretty interesting. I mean, not too often do the legacy car builders tip their hat to the upstarts, do they?
No, and Tesla is a disruptor that is aiming to disrupt those very companies.
Yeah.
And I've covered the auto industry for a bunch of years, and when Tesla first started to, when people first started hearing about Tesla, which is we're going back now to
in case they in case they still haven't, remind them.
Oh, sorry about that. That's a good point. Well, Tesla is the electric car maker based in California that has now its second model on the road called the Model S. I don't own one yet.
Founded by Elon Musk, the founder of eBay, right?
He's one of the founders of PayPal, actually.
PayPal, that's what it was. I'm sorry. Not eBay.
And he also is the co-founder of this company called SpaceX, which is a private company doing space launches.
Exactly.
A lot of people consider Elon Musk to be the next Steve Jobs. He's just one of these visionary guys who will sort of stop at nothing. But he started this car company. It actually got started in 2003. It took a while before it was actually making cars. And the big guys in Detroit and elsewhere just said, oh, you know, we see these upstart car companies come along all the time. Almost invariably, they fail. Nobody appreciates how hard it is to build a car. They'll be out of business in a few years. And they're not. They're not out of business.
Right.
There's a lot of cars.
Tesla's selling cars.
Yeah, they're selling cars. Now, they're not profitable yet, but they are making an impact.
What's that got to do with making cars in America? Rick, come on.
Well, eventually you have to turn a profit. But they've definitely gotten the attention of all the big automakers at this point. A few of them have partnered with Tesla to learn about their technology. And I was at
Don't you believe, Rick, though, that all three of the car companies have a electric car technology sitting on the shelf that they could have perfected if they wanted to, but they chose not to roll it out because they were so invested in the internal combustion engine?
Oh, sure. In fact, it wasn't just sitting on the shelf. General Motors built this car called the EV1 back in the 1990s, and they failed. So that's a great example, because GM said, well, if we can't do it, nobody can do it.
Right.
And Tesla proved them wrong. So I was at this gathering last week with Ford's design chief, a guy named Maury Callum, and he mentioned Tesla, and he was rather complimentary about Tesla. He complimented their ability to turn out a new car that got a lot of attention, did some things differently, and that car is changing the way that Detroit thinks about cars. So you have to tip your hat to this company.
Have you driven a Tesla car?
I have not driven a Tesla car.
I understand the experience is pretty cool.
Oh, everybody loves them, and it's important to point out, this car has the Model S, the one that they're selling now, got the highest rating ever from Consumer Reports in terms of drivability, features. Now, there have been some recent problems
with the car. What's it, about 80,000?
Yeah, it starts, I think, at about around 70,000 and goes
which is a Lexus LS.
That's right.
And you see those, a base price for a Jaguar XJ or something like that.
This
isn't prohibitive for a lot of people in America.
Oh, yeah. It's a luxury car. It's a Mercedes S-Class, yeah. The BMW 5 or 7 Series.
Yep.
Yeah, it's way up there. And that's part of Tesla's problem. They can't, you know, they're a low-volume manufacturer at this point,
right.
And they're not going to make it if all they can do is sell a few cars to rich people, and they know that.
But so my point, though, is even though it is high, it's still not higher than those luxury companies sell a lot of cars at that level, in the $80,000 to $100,000 level in America.
Yeah,
so it's
absolutely.
Not like people are buying those cars. It's not like it's $200,000.
Oh, yeah, there are plenty of people with enough money mm-hmm. to buy those cars, but you're not going to make it if that's all you sell.
But the good news, in my opinion, for American small businesses is not so much the car company, but the battery technology that we're all going to be using from that Tesla will produce. I think that's the big deal. What do you think?
I think that remains to be seen, Jim.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to finish this after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.